call it to order at 6:31. Okay, agenda. Any errors or omissions? Can I get a motion to accept the agenda as presented then? Go ahead.
Put that motion forward.
Okay. All in favor? Okay. Delegation? Mr. Marshall?
All right. At our last Ratepayers Association meeting, subject of the motel being left in a fairly atrocious state after the movie was shot was kicked around quite substantially. It was probably the biggest subject of the evening. And a result of all the discussion, or a thought on all the discussion, is that that was something that I don't think anybody, I'm very sure nobody foresaw, and I'm pretty sure it's something that nobody could foresee, because the village doesn't have enough experience with, you know, hosting movies being shot to be able to come up with a set of protocols or a contract of some kind to keep that type of thing from happening. I know I've seen, you know, if you look into the MD or High River, when the movie sets leave there, it looks like nobody was there before. Because it's kind of was thought to be pretty prohibitive as to hiring somebody to put that set of protocols together or to create a set of rules for the movies, we had a couple of people suggest that they would go around to municipalities, High River being, of course, the closest that does a lot of movies, but I think the city of Calgary hosts quite a few movies as well. That'll be other jurisdictions. We thought that it would make sense if we had a few volunteers go to those jurisdictions and see how they manage the protocols for movies and for the permitting as well. Now, currently, I don't think we have anything in the way of permitting other than a business license for the village. So, the suggestion was made that we create a small subcommittee of the Ratepayers Association and perhaps have a counselor to come and attend that subcommittee once the information has been assembled, just to walk through it and see what we can come up with as a suggestion to council to bring as a set of protocols or a bylaw to establish permitting or a contract even for people shooting movies. I think that what we see down the road here is one example of what can happen. It's pretty bad, and there's certainly no one to blame, because nobody anticipated they'd come in and create a set of a derelict building and then leave it as a derelict building. But I suspect that there are other things that other jurisdictions have experienced that are also problematic. So. And this is it's just an eyesore of the village. It's a real blight. Our request would be, or our thoughts would be, would anybody on council like to participate in a committee to investigate this?
I think that would be something that council would have to sit down and talk about. So we'll definitely take your comments into consideration, and we'll get back to you on it.
I'm okay.
Any more? Does council have any comments, question? No? Thank you. Okay, so we'll continue on. Minutes from the regular and organizational council, October 28th. Any edits, omissions? John? Good. Can I get a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
No motion.
Okay. All in favor? Carried. Okay, report. CAO report, please.
So there's the action items and report in the package. Maybe if there's any questions, certainly please to answer or elaborate. Maybe I could just say one thing is, so we did have an inspection from, I guess, the province for OHS, Occupational Health and Safety. So we had our third meeting with the OHS inspector today, actually. And I'm happy to report that the village is in full compliance with OHS requirements, as confirmed today on the third visit. So I wanted to acknowledge, actually I'll say it the way the inspector said, she said let me back up. So this is not, legislation does not allow this to be a one staff person endeavor. It needs to be a team effort. That is a requirement from the legislation. So we tried very hard to do this as a team, staff meetings, we had three staff meetings, so on. So anyways, at the end of the visit today, the inspector was out in the office area there, and she said to the whole team, there's only three or four of us, you know, but anyways, great job. So she had said a number of times. So I just wanted to let everybody here, I guess, know that the inspector thought that the village team staff did a great job. That was her very words a number of times. So I think you should know that.
Yeah. Great to hear.
Yeah.
It's good. Do you have any questions or on the CAO report?
Can I mention one more thing?
Yes, you can.
So at the convention we were at last week, I also attended. There was an area I had some interest in because I'm pretty ignorant about artificial intelligence, AI. And so there was a presentation. Anyways, so long story short, there is a team that presented that had worked at Drayton Valley and on their water treatment plant. And so they applied artificial intelligence software, which is what they do. I guess it was quite a success. And so one question I did ask them was, so is it only software that does all this decision-making and learning and all this kind of stuff? Or wouldn't you need some devices or hardware or equipment, you know, some cost? And they said, not usually, actually. So in this particular situation, they already had the monitoring equipment needed. So it was only the cost of the software, whatever that is, AI software, and for sure the consulting cost, the company, but no hardware. Anyways, just a couple of summary points. So the chemical usage at the Drayton Valley Water Treatment Plant There was a 75% savings because of AI. There is something permeability gain or some technical buzzwords, another facet. There was almost 10% savings. And then in cleaning process and so on, there's another 10%. So I thought that was pretty good for the little I know about that technical area. So I've taken the liberty to pass this on to Foothills County, who do our water management, just in case they're interested to know, or they probably attend the RMA and they have the same thing happening in parallel. But anyways, I did pass it on, and I thought that was very interesting. And it wasn't as cumbersome as I thought. I thought there'd be a lot of hardware costs, but no. So thank you, sorry.
So it's something that the village may look into?
Well, it
or
depends
with the county.
County might already be looking at it. So I definitely exposed them to the opportunity. That would be great if we could have any savings at all. Of course, it's a cost benefit, sorry, I won't belabor this. You know, it will cost, you know, these consultants, whatever they charge, and the software, whatever that is, compared to the savings over a period of time. Like, it wouldn't be in 1 year that you would have a neutral result there. So I'm trying to see if we can get some net benefit there. Yes. And I guess any more on that, or there's also the action items, still kind of getting at those as we start the new council going forward.
Okay. Diamond Valley Policing Report. So the community peace officers issued 48 violation tickets, resulting in total fines of $16,086. Additionally, 4 written warnings. Court proceedings remain steady with six traffic-related trials heard in October. These involved excessive speeding and distracted driving. Halloween patrol was conducted. The officers were highly visible, and residents are reminded that enforcement concerns can be reported through their 24/7 complaint line. So that's pretty good that we're still keeping not pretty good, but it is good.
Yeah, no, they're getting a little more active, aren't they?
Yeah. CAO report, we did council report. So, because we really haven't done anything, I kind of took the liberty to cover all of us. So we had the Muni 101. And then John and I attended the Remembrance Day. And then we had the convention. I'll let you both add in if you want. Sessions, I felt, were very, very informative. I did enjoy the sessions that they let us have. We met with Darren Davidson from Regional Director, Southern Region Transportation and Economic Corridors. And that was very positive. We had a conversation about the potential of having an emergency exit road on the north side. Then the peace officer had brought up that the school zone has no times, so we took that to him. And also there's a concern about the children that we have coming from the trailer court to try to cross at the intersection to come down. So we talked about possibility of having a flashing light down there that would be battery and solar powered, right? You said battery and? Yeah. So it would be a all time blinking red light. Then he said that there is a concern about some of the bigger traffic coming through. They don't stop at the stop sign. So that might help slow that down as well.
sorry.
The crosswalk down here that we'll put, because it's just solid lines, putting lines in them, the stripes, to make it so it's a more visible crosswalk. And then he was asked about the consideration, because this has been going on for years, about the twinning of Highway 22 and bypassing us. And he said that in his time on there, he's never heard of that. So I'm hoping that he was honest on that, and we will not be having traffic being bypassed. And also question him about signs to put out for the citizens on patrol at our four entrances of the village. And that was positive as well. Is there anything that either of you wanted to add to that joint council report?
Not really. The community sessions was really good. It informed you, and it was very informative, and you asked questions. It's good. It was eye-opening.
Yes. I don't think I confused things here. A Foothills County report, water report. I think I might have, or did I miss it?
Not covered yet.
Just trying to find it. I might not have it in my...
I didn't print the whole package, say paper, because you got...
Okay. So was there anything that we needed to know about the water report?
They're pretty good at keeping things to standard.
Okay. So it's not in our package. I don't remember seeing it.
I thought it was in there.
Okay. All right. I will make the motion to accept those reports as presented. All in favor? Carried. Okay, financial reporting.
Any questions on the three financial reports?
I noticed on the bank rec, there's the CCBF separated out. That it wasn't like that for September. Is that just a different way to record it?
We're trying to separate things out more clearly and classify them better. There was a period in time, a few months ago, actually probably before your time, it was even lumped together more broadly. So and just for what it's worth, part of this is not only good accounting, but CCBF is supposed to have its own bank account, which we in the past didn't have, and I was alerted to that earlier this year. So we're trying to make it more segregated and clear.
And what is that again, CCBF?
Oh boy, I'd have to check.
Okay.
Yeah, communities, obviously.
Okay, yeah. What is the special lines coverage for the EMSC insurance?
So EMS insurance special lines, I would have to get back to you on exactly what that is. Can you just tell me what the dollar amount is there?
That's $1,505.
Can I just look at that for one moment? Because you have it handy. I have it in mind, but... the word lines is throwing me a bit. We do have within the last year, council did put in a new premium, a new coverage, so that user groups of the community hall could be covered, because sometimes they were expressing the insurance premiums could stop them from possibly even having their functions. So the council of the day thought that we would put a premium in. So that dollar amount seems close. It was around $1,300, $1,400. So it could be that just the word lines is throwing me. I think we called it a low risk organizational or something. Okay. So that might be what it is, but I can confirm back offline.
Idea what they're for. So Benchmark Assessment Consultants.
So those are the people. Sorry. So we have a consultant who comes out and basically does the property tax assessments. That's the name of that company. So that would be for the services of making the yearly assessments and providing information for our property taxes.
Brownlee LLP for proximity agreement.
Yeah, so there was a request from private industry for something that I don't know all the engineering technical details, but it's something to, I think they wanted to be able to do something, and it was within our boundary that we should be aware of it and we needed to approve it. It's part of their protocols, their stakeholder protocols. So it was something to do with their facilities, and we allowed them to do what they'd asked for. And as far as we could tell, there wasn't going to be any negative adverse impact on the village. It was kind of a courtesy process. Okay. But we needed to involve legal because it was contractual.
Container Waste Services. Ours is for garbage, but yes. There's also Foothills Regional.
So that would be waste.
For garbage. I think. So waste. Is Container Waste a different?
I think waste is, that would be more the solid waste. I'd have to check back on the difference between those two. But they both, of course, have to do with waste garbage. Disposal.
Yeah.
So I'll get back to you on that, please.
Container Way, isn't that the one, our big bin that is for the village down
thought,
at the plant?
I thought that's what that was. The other that's one, I'm not as familiar with the more liquidy solid, if I may use the terms graphically, mm-hmm. waste. That's the one I would want to check on a bit more.
Okay. And then this Ian S. Williams and Associates, is that all our IT stuff?
Yeah, that's our IT. And we continue to finish up getting, we put a new server in, and there's some things relating to making sure it's all working well.
So do they do website side of it too, or is it
We typically haven't done that because they charge. You know, we don't think they're high-end charging, but still, if there's a way we can manage without at this point, and yes, okay. So no, we don't.
Iron Mountain Canada operations.
That's our recycling.
Recycling.
Our shredding.
Shredding.
Yeah, shredding. Yes.
And I cannot pronounce that last name. Nikki.
She's our janitor, our contracted janitorial services.
And how often does she?
Well, it will be
once a week or whatever.
Weekly,
or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she does the office at least once a week. She campground. I think she goes out there too. Community hall. I know she's in there.
And she's done it for a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Some years. I don't recall when she started, but yes.
So is there any, like this may be for your time probably, but when we hire a janitor, is there any kind of vetting as far as coming into the office and there's...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
confidential stuff.
Well, we actually have our own kind of checks and balances. Like, she doesn't go in my office. She doesn't come. I mean, the safes are locked and stuff.
Yeah.
So we on our own, no matter who comes in, they're not going to, there's nothing confidential that anybody sees if these the staff is not there.
Okay.
So she's included in that. In terms of vetting, I'm not aware of a formal vetting process. I think we do rely, so jump in, I'm sure you know more than me, Rose, but, you know, word of mouth to some degree would, you know, we'd want to know something about somebody, so if they're referred by, yeah, I hear this and that and the other, so we would, you know, use, I'll call it maybe a bit of a reference check there. So, so far, I don't think there's a concern, certainly, though, on any confidential information.
So there's kind of policy in place of that everything's got to get put away and such?
I don't know that that's in a written in that level of detail in a policy. That is...
But everybody has their own office, and they're both locked. His office is locked. The safe is locked. So she really doesn't have any access to anything.
Right.
People know their staff know they're responsible for what they have or right. they're working with. Policy, possibly that could be embellished if we saw the need to do that. Very happy to, you know, do something on that if you feel a need.
Okay. Alberta Cooperative Energy.
So we go by the acronym ACE. Okay. That's our utility, I think mostly electrical. Yeah, okay. And it's, the bill is quite, you will become familiar soon, is quite lengthy, and Payables stuff there, she does a lot of breakdowns and so on, because it's per building and facility and so on. So we try and allocate it to a county as best we can, but that's basically what it is, energy.
And then we have an MPE and a GME. That was the Westview.
Correct.
Work. I think there was a Westview. There was one on the last month's too.
There would have been like this project. Infrastructure, if you will, project water and sewer line replacement has been going on for a while. It kind of started in December of last year officially. The way the engineering MP likes to do it on a new project like that is they like to do the design, they call it pre-design engineering work, starting before the year end, and then kind of being ready as it warms up to take advantage of some pricing and so on, and finding the best contractor. Anyways, another matter. There's two primary components in this type of project. Engineering will have a place, and it has to do mostly with design. The actual doing the work, pulling and putting in the piping, the sort of heavy lifting, if I may say, that would be the contractor, like a GME in this case.
Okay.
And sorry, so it would have started a while ago. So yes, there's invoices kind of every so often, starting as early as maybe November, December on any given project, and then throughout, till I guess even like we know we're pretty much wrapped by now, so almost a year. Yeah.
So did this all cover? Did this cover Westview and that Twin Cities Drive work, or is there more?
Well, the council also included a few select areas. You're referring to like potholes and things like
that. Yeah, the work they did the other day.
Yeah, yes. So that was also approved as part of the larger capital project. And as I mentioned last council meeting, that the thought usually is that when somebody's coming in to do major work and already digging in and having equipment around, it's cheaper than to call somebody separately to address some of these smaller things. So
yeah.
it was kind of economies of scale and synergy, if you will. To be fair, not every request or desire can be handled, just not enough budget. So there is obviously some prioritizing. So that's the maybe the challenging discretionary part of councils determine which should or should not get at any particular time. That's just the executive part of the role. So yes, there was five or six of between four and six, I can't remember exactly, and there was some alley work done too. What happened in this particular situation, GME, the contractor in this case, we found, the engineers found that they weren't the group that could pull all that stuff off efficiently and so on. So we did supplement with some other people in this case. And what we've done, I don't maybe need to go down the rabbit hole, but to the extent it was not anticipated and expected, I'll just say frankly, respectfully, costs are being deducted from what they would be paid. So there are some holdbacks that are being held back because of that work.
And Woodhills County, the water services, is that just, so it says third quarter water services for $27,000?
Yes.
Is that all just testing or what is?
Mostly testing, so that's water treatment plant principally.
Okay.
So that takes a lot of work. There is a lot of automated, you know, equipment and so on that goes on there. But still, that's what some of these other reports the mayor was referring to before. So just if I may just sidebar a bit, we actually get a lot of very detailed information, but we once put it in a council package a few months ago and we thought it was just overwhelming and hard to print and so on. So we just take the summary now. But my point is there is a lot of monitoring that is required by legislation. It's to do with health, so it's very important,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So they do put a lot of time in there. That's principally it, is monitoring the water being available and the testing. And there's stuff, you know, sometimes there's some stuff at the lagoon every number of years. They want to know about, you know, if we're flushing pipes. They don't do it themselves, you know, but so in that domain, I guess, there is quite a bit to do.
So is there remote stuff or is there someone coming out every day?
Oh, not every day. I think they have it 2 to 3 times a week. I'd have to check exactly. There was a time when I think they came maybe more before my time. They came many days a week. But we're working together. Like, please get your costs down. Please watch your overtime. Like, well, those discussions were had about 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
Right.
So, and they've been pretty good at trying to recognize, you know, we don't have the big budget the county has, so
yeah.
So they've tried to optimize and use technology to the extent they can, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
did you say you're done or you think you're done?
I haven't got into the summary. Oh dear. Probably the only question on the summary. Solar revenue, $39,358.85. Or is there getting credits or what is the?
So we do have revenue obviously coming in. What there was up until June, July, mid-year, there was the initial investment cost of the project being paid down, which, of course, that went to Firstly, right? But that was paid off at that point. And so now those numbers annually, it's around 40 annually approximately, would be just to contribute to whatever is appropriate in operations, no longer needing to cover the initial cost.
Okay. So are we putting anything aside for down the road when they start failing?
On that specifically, not. We have reserves, but more generally, some operating reserves, some public works, so on. So, you know, a person could probably make a case that some of that could, from an accounting point of view, be applied to something like that. But there's always room to make it more specific and just set up a reserve for. So, to be very clear, probably no. Or sorry, that was not clear. No. No, there is not, as I'm aware, specifically a reserve for, there is not. I mean, I know that there's only five or six reserve for that particular bucket. They're usually more general than something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can I get a motion to accept the financial as presented?
You love.
John, or sorry, all in favor? Carried. Okay. Question period. An opportunity for the public to ask a question about something on the current agenda.
It's not on the agenda, but it's actually on the agenda paper. And I know we had something happen at the beginning here before we started, but I'm just hoping that maybe next time we can have the meeting at the hall. I mean, I'm happy to sit on the floor, but I just think it's sort of not very inclusive. It means some people might leave, like they have. If a senior comes, I think it would be good to have it at the hall if we could. I'd appreciate it.
Anything else?
No.
On the checklisting, between MPE Engineering and GME Excavation, did any of those monies that we issued, were they for the water break on Westview?
So they're not yet, actually, to be very specific. Probably in the next month or so, there'll be other payments that will apply, timing-wise. And just as I was saying earlier, in something where they say had a very causal effect on that, it's going to be deducted from what they get paid. So,
was it operator error or was it?
Are you referring to the
water break where on October the 7th?
The boat flooding and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
It all came down and.
Yes. Yeah, so that basically put it up front. That was GME did that.
That was a bench break then?
I don't know what bench break
where it wasn't supported underneath when they connected they turned the valve and then it blew up. And
you probably know more. I thought they hit the valve and knocked it off. But
something
I could,
like
but
that?
I could be
okay.
Wrong. Yes.
So it was operator error.
It was their fault and they are being held account financially.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. And just there were others involved that other providers like Shawnee, I think. The county was actually there.
Yep.
Now they probably would throw, well, their time would probably be charged in there, but you know, they if they had equipment, they wouldn't be charging. Probably in this case, they're helping out. So what I'm trying to say is there were some others involved because it needed to be fixed right away.
Yeah.
So those monies also would be coming, yes.
And so just one other question about that now that we're talking about it. So when that line depressurized because it broke, so we're downstream and so is Key Drive. And then we had John S. from the MD come over and say, oh, I just realized that there was a house here and do you need some water or anything? And we're like, no, we're good. And, but there was no boil water advisory. So I'm just wondering why. because when you have a depressurized line, you kind of got to do bacterial testing, emergency, stuff like that. But there was no letters sent out for that or anything?
Well, my understanding was, and John is our lead contact with the county, who is in the know, he's kind of supervisor.
Yeah.
And I was in contact with him.
Yeah.
I think that even went over a weekend anyways.
Yeah.
You know, we make ourselves available. But he was on top of checking all the, whether you do need a boil water, water needs to be tested or not. So my understanding on a day-by-day basis, being in communication, he actually even came in here after idle hours while I was after hours and went on site and so on.
Yeah.
So he indicated that everything that needed to be done was done. And if we didn't issue something, then it was not required. So that, you know, I do follow, I will say, his professional judgment on that. So, you know, if there's questions, I guess you can always, you know, put some forward and you know, we can follow up that way. My understanding was he was following legislation and making sure to be careful. But I, you know, I'd have to check more if there's something specific.
And then to Councillor McIntosh's comment about the solar operations, the money that's coming in now, is there maintenance, like, so she's talking about putting a reserve aside for remediation, reclamation down the line, because there's a lifetime on the panels and the batteries and any maintenance and stuff like that. So is there money for maintenance allocated? Like, with the money now we're getting in, I think it, to her point, it's prudent to set aside funds for any issues that come up with relating to that for maintenance, or, you know, if it's giving us money, let's put a little bit aside and save for a rainy day.
That's prudent. So as I said before, there isn't a specific, I call that a reserve, accounting reserve. So there isn't right now. So maybe that's something we need to talk about in budget. That's a good point.
That's
a good point.
That's all.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
I don't really have a question, but I certainly have a comment. And I'm not a member of the Ratepayers Association, right? But I'm a resident here. And I think council should look strongly at that recommendation. I would strongly support that because there is, that's an eyesore. And if there's any possibility, you know, you've got an offer on the table, you guys. So I would strongly support council supporting that issue that just came up.
Yeah, and I would also agree with Ivor there too. I'm an adjacent landowner of that mess. And it's it degrades my property. And, you know, something has to, I don't know if you have any kind of protocols or anything you have for remediating that problem. Is there something you're planning to do? Is there something you should look into?
I'd like to add on to that too. There is new siding on there, which is now a hazard.
Yeah, bunch of
when
new
that
off.
Wind comes up, it's a hazard.
And there's also railing and stuff on there that's not done properly, and you know, which could be a safety issue down the road. It would be the owner's probably responsibility, but who knows about the owner.
Isn't there a new owner now pending?
I'm not sure what
there is, there's a new owner coming in.
I just want to say, I'm not blaming council for what's happened up there.
No, nobody is.
I don't think anybody's blaming council, but I think the general consensus in this village is that we don't want that to happen again.
Yep.
And you've got a group here that are offering you a service, in my opinion. I know you guys are busy, but we don't want that to happen again, right?
But we haven't said yes or no.
Just
said we would, council will come together and discuss it.
I know, but you need to show a little enthusiasm, in my opinion. You know, you've got it here. You've got an offer here. That's my point. I'm just saying, in my opinion, you guys should take that offer very seriously.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't come along that often.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any more questions? Okay, we'll move on. Bylaw fees and fines 2026. So we need to discuss the, like, nothing else has really changed. I think I'm good with everything else, but we need to discuss the remuneration on the travel. Because on this one we have 54 kilometers. Are you comfortable with it being the 54 kilometers? Or 54 cents a kilometer, sorry.
I think we discussed that last meeting, didn't we? We were all good with that.
Yeah, but we, if we're going to change it, we need to make an amendment to it now. Or we leave it at the 54 cents. Oh, all right. I was wondering about that. Thank
yeah,
you.
He came before.
Okay.
30. Okay. Sorry, Council.
Yeah, well, you're fine with 54.
Okay.
Where
did you get the 59? It was on the.
It's on our timesheet.
On the timesheet. Hurt.
Yeah, timesheet needs to be brought into line. I was hoping with this, everything would be put to, you know, same page.
Yes.
Okay, so good with everything that's on there? That was the only one that was really the big question. Yes?
I had no recommendations
that
other
was,
than the date, basically, yes.
Just we needed to have everything lined up that matches, that's all.
Yes.
Okay. Are you good with what's there?
Yep.
This might be a silly question, but the backyard hen program license fee, is that $15 per hen?
No.
It's just if you have hens in general.
Be a yearly. Yes?
Yearly.
It's a yearly.
I believe so.
Just a yearly, it doesn't matter how many you have.
Well, no, there is a limit.
There's a limit.
I think there was some comparison because you have, you know, dogs, and so it's try not to get too far out of line, I guess.
Good to go into the reading.
This would be the sheet they want to use it to simplify it.
Okay. Want me to go ahead? I make motion to accept bylaw 484-225. 2026 fees and fines by law receive first reading. All in favor? Carried. Okay. Somebody else now I need to read the second one, please.
I'll move the second one.
Bylaw 484.
Oh, let's read the whole thing?
Well.
Oh, okay. Here. I'm here. Sorry. Wrong page. Moved by law. Yeah. Okay. bear with me here. Where are we now?
Just a second. One bylaw. Just read out the bylaw number.
Okay.
That it read.
I move this one. Yeah.
Receive second reading. You have to. Yeah.
484-25.
2026.
2026.
Fees and fines bylaw.
Fees, oh, I got to read the whole thing? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Receive second reading.
Receive second reading.
Okay. All in favor? Carried? Okay.
I move that bylaw 484-25, 2026 fees and fines bylaw received a third reading.
All in favor?
Can I make a comment just for new council? Yeah, so the way these bylaws go is this particular step, when it goes to third reading, it has to be unanimous. Not that it's an issue, of course, you're all doing it, but
yeah.
Had there been somebody that for some reason said no, it could not go forward, this one has to be unanimous at this step always. That's just the rules.
Okay.
So it's carried unanimously.
Yeah.
Okay, I move that bylaw 484-25, 2026, fees and fines bylaw receive third and final reading. All in favor? Carried. Okay. ATB signing authorities and credit MasterCard policy. So we had changed it. What?
No, sorry. It's listed. It's also listed here just in case.
Okay.
Bigger font.
All right. So it used to be that council, that their credit cards were a lot more, and past council voted that we lower what the council can use on their limit, lower it, because we felt it was more important that our public works has access to more if there's parts that he needs to pay for. Now, he can't spend any money unless it's already been authorized by, just so you know that. And usually it's knowing what we're going to do with our credit cards before we use them. So just so you know that before we move on with, okay. Just so you know.
So in essence, we're given a little more to.
We're going to leave it the same as it was, just so you know that that's.
Okay.
The history.
Yeah.
How you got there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So there, if I may say, there's actually two motions. There's the one about giving the four of us approval to sign two signatures per check, and then also the second one was the motion on the MasterCard limits, and it's the word policy is used, but it refers to the limits too.
Okay.
So which one are we doing first? Credit cards.
I would say
the
if it's,
banking.
Yes,
the checking.
Please. Was Councilor John asking if he could move that?
Yeah. Is that what you were asking? My
yes.
Apologies.
No.
Okay. Let the village approve. Do you want to read it? The RFD? This one.
Just read that one, please.
It's the same one.
Okay. All right.
Move that the village approve Rose, Clausen, Brenda, whatever.
Josh.
John Wagner and Roy.
Whatever.
Whatever.
That's okay. I'm okay.
On the village ATM banking account requiring two signatures on all checks.
All in favor? Okay.
If I may make a note for the record, so
yes.
My last name is Two Checks, so it's very appropriate.
Two Checks?
Yeah, just say
two checks.
Oh, sorry.
Where's the S?
That's how you sound. Sounds, Chuck. Sorry, it's just a little levity. Not appropriate.
Well, no, it was appropriate, but where's the S? Like, how do you get...
Two-check. Oh, I see. It was... My grandfather was from Poland.
Sorry.
Didn't know
how. Sorry.
Long story.
I don't say your last name because it can't.
I don't know. I don't either.
Sorry.
Okay, anyways,
that was just
on.
A light moment there.
Moving on, we're
and we got to have them every once in a while. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
RFD for the village office Christmas hours and CAO Christmas vacation.
Oh, sorry. We need to do a moving
on
the credit card.
The credit card one.
Too.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, you're
okay. All right.
Too late of a moment. Squirrel.
Obviously. Yeah. So I'll move that the credit card limits be set as $1,500 for mayor, $500 for each counselor, $1,500 admin assist, $2,000 public works, and $4,000 for the CAO, not to exceed $10,000 in total. Cut. One was Rose and it was Carrie. Okay, now moving on. Okay, request council to approve the following village staff paid days off in lieu of Christmas bonuses as per previous years. So December 29th, 30th, and 31st, office closure noon, December 24th to January 2nd. Municipal clerk will continue to take payments, e-transfer, and monitor emails on a daily basis. Public Works lead will do garbage pickup on the 29th, being the landfill is closed on the 26th. CAO requests usage of remaining 1 week yet unused vacation and 2 days accumulated time in lieu during 2025. CAO would be absent from the village office from December 15th to January 6th. CAO will come to Longview for the December 16th regular council meeting. CAO will be available on phone and can come into office during this period of vacation time if village staff requires CAO help in the office.
I move that we approve what you just said.
Okay.
So I don't have to repeat it.
Brenda, all in favor? Okay.
Thank you.
So now we're just on to the RCMP report. Lots of stats and stuff there. So he's included the
The whole crime staffing.
Mm-hmm.
3 pages.
So that was just correspondence.
Yes, that's
yeah.
all.
Yeah, just for our reading.
Light reading.
And we don't need a motion or anything
no,
on that.
No, it's all. So. Just adjournment, that's all.
Okay, so we're all set and done, so I'm going to adjourn this meeting at 7:30. Thank you all for coming out.